And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Vice President J.D. Vance laid out a bold vision for religious liberty earlier this week, declaring it a top priority of the Trump administration both at home and abroad. Speaking at the International Religious Freedom Summit, Vance highlighted the administration's early actions, including pardoning pro-life protesters targeted by the Biden Justice Department. Meanwhile, in Ohio, we're seeing exactly why such protection is needed, as Montgomery County officials have stripped a Christian home for abused girls of its contract simply for hiring staff who share their faith. Apparently, helping trafficking victims matters less than enforcing secular orthodoxy. And the institutional retreat from gender ideology accelerates as Children's Hospital Los Angeles suspends hormone treatments for minors under the age of 19. And this pioneer of pediatric gender transitions finally bowed to the reality after Trump's executive order targeting such procedures. Former patient turned activist Chloe Cole called it a victory over one of the worst gender clinics in the entire world, a description that speaks volumes about what passed for quote-unquote care in recent years. A Pennsylvania school superintendent has announced his resignation amid controversy over allowing a self-described genderqueer witch to serve a freshman about their sexual history without parental consent. The announcement comes as the Department of Education reviews multiple complaints about student privacy violations spurred by Trump's recent executive order targeting school indoctrination. And South Carolina has taken its fight to defund Planned Parenthood to the Supreme Court, arguing that states should control their own Medicaid spending. The case arrives as the White House launches what the press secretary calls a very public pressure campaign to keep men out of women's sports before the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics. The administration's message is clear: biological reality won't be sacrificed for ideological fashion. And the global rejection of bureaucratic overreach has gained momentum as Argentina joined the U.S. in exiting the World Health Organization, citing COVID tyranny as their final straw. And while some still cling to failed policies, like the Atlanta pastor calling for a 40-day Target boycott to restore DEI, the tide of common sense proves unstoppable, and British lawmakers, they get a stark warning about this institutional capture as government data revealed that one in five patients given 6 months to live survive three or more years, exposing the deadly flaws in their proposed assisted suicide legislation. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.